Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to the Acting Commissioner of the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. Please welcome Sandra Abeles.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thanks so much for being here with us today. Now, during these last few months, there have been some new laws put into place, and just as recently as July 4th, tell us about the Just Cause protection for employees in fast food restaurants.
Absolutely. Yes, the Just Cause legislation that the City Council passed just went into effect, like you said, on July 4th. And that provides additional protections for fast food employees. So that means that fast food employers cannot just fire or lay off workers without having a just cause or a legitimate economic reason. And so these new protections are very important for these vulnerable workers. So we're very excited to be part of the effort to protect these workers.
Now, what are the first steps that employees should take if they feel like they were fired unjustly?
Well, if they do, they should keep good notes themselves of what happened, the circumstances. So that way, when they file their complaint with us, we will have as much information as we can to do our work. So employers and employees can both visit our website at nyc.gov/workers or call 311. We'll have helpful documents, an overview of the law, and we're working on some FAQs because we know some of these things can be a little bit complicated to understand.
Now, you mentioned something very important. This is a pretty new law. So what happens if the employee says, well, I didn't know about that?
Well, it is the employer's responsibility to become aware of this new law. And we are doing our best to provide the materials on there, on our website, so that people understand their rights and responsibilities under the law. I'll give you a few examples. Under this new law, employers must give workers who pass their probation period a retraining opportunity and also an opportunity to improve. And then they can only fire underperforming workers after giving them multiple disciplinary warnings in a year, or they can terminate them for egregious misconduct. So let me break that down. This basically creates a process where employers give employees a chance with progressive discipline before they are just terminated from their job. So, for example, if someone is caught stealing from the register, that would be considered egregious misconduct, and then yes, they could be terminated for that. But for something that is less egregious, they would have to take multiple steps and give the person a chance to improve.
Well, thank you so much. You know, this is very valuable information that you're sharing, and I know our listeners would love to stay connected. So how can someone find this information or get connected to your agency?
Absolutely. And like I said, we are continuing to update our materials. We work on translating them into multiple languages because we know that this employee population is very diverse.
Yes.
And so we want to have the information out there in as many languages as possible. And so I'll share one more time our website, which will be updated ongoing, nyc.gov/workers. And people can always call 311 and ask about the Just Cause protection, and they will be connected to our agency.
Thank you so much, Ms. Abeles. And this is People, Power, and Politics, and you have been listening to our interview with Ms. Sandra Abeles, Acting Commissioner for the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. For those of you who feel that you may have been fired unjustly and you would like further information, please refer to the website nyc.gov/workers. The Department of Consumer and Worker Protection is there for you. Thank you so much once again, Ms. Abeles.
Thank you.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.